Priorities are certainly clear. It's too bad they aren't our priorities.
Paid for by Ashcroft for Missouri, Gene McNary, Treasurer.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family, protect your investment. Call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Motown, the musical. Motown, the musical, at the Fabulous Fox Theater, November 18th through the 30th. And you can win pairs of tickets on McGraw in the Morning, November 1st through the 7th.
How?
When you hear a song by Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, or the Jackson 5 on McGraw in the Morning, text Motown to 84126, and it could be you and a friend at the Fabulous Fox Theater to see Motown, the musical, from the Big 550 KTRS.
Well, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
white dog crap.
Oh, that's the best kind. That's the best kind. White and dry. Well, good afternoon and welcome. This is the first time we've been together in the month of November. Welcome to the November 3rd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. How's your kitchen look? How old is your kitchen? How old is your house? Does your kitchen look older than the rest of your house? Because it'll date your house quicker than anything, and so will those ugly old out-of-date bathrooms. Thompson Price can change all that. We're going to talk about them, where they're located, where to find the showroom, where to find their website, and a whole lot more. Welcome, everybody. Gather around. We got a great joke and just some other stuff.
Hey!
I learned that from that Chevrolet guy who gave
technology
the MVP.
And stuff?
Yeah, technology and stuff. And how brilliant for the PR department at Chevy to take that and flip it and turn it into part of a slogan.
They're using it now, yeah.
It's ingenious. It really is. Let's see who's in the room. Yes, I see directly across. I'm looking at Eon the Peon, soon-to-be father. Due date December 20th, give or take a week. You know how that can go. He's at the control board. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are looking for a second opinion on your financial advice, or maybe a first opinion, maybe you haven't even started yet, two guys you need to talk to, Mark and Jason. Sit down with them for an absolutely free consultation. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house. He is a bass player. He's a harmonica player. He's a man for all seasons, Renaissance man. Mm-hmm. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security and happy about it. Bernice is in heaven.
You horses, hind end.
And Rat Boy is just back from the doctor's office. I've heard of lockjaw. That's like tetanus. That's the same thing, right? tetanus and lockjaw.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And you were in for what jaw?
Cheese.
Cheese jaw.
Cheese.
Apparently, he went out, and everybody that knows him gave him cheese for Halloween, and he's been eating cheese nonstop, and now he's got cheese jaw. It's kind of like lockjaw. And look at him. He can't even close his mouth. It'll be fine. You're in good hands. He's with a station physician who's actually a gynecologist, Dr. Harry Holchek. Well, he's the resident doctor here, so even though he's a gynecologist, he's who we all see when something... Dr. Holchek will take care of him. Don't worry about it. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
Oh, yeah.
The kitchen in my house was redone, completely redone, about 17, 18 years ago by Thompson Price. That's right. I've known about them that long. And I still like it. Well, our house is different than most houses because anything in the kitchen used for cooking is still brand new. See, we have an advantage in that cooking stuff is still new. Like, it's never touched. It's like if you had a car and you never started it and drove it, it would be, and you kept it in a, you know, a clean place undercover, it would be like brand new. Our oven, like brand new. I've seen some people's ovens, we go to other people's houses, they're like burnt places in there, and it's kind of turned dark and not stainless and shiny anymore. Not our oven.
Well, you've had to clean your oven. What?
What? Clean your oven?
There's a setting on the oven that self-cleans?
There's a product for cleaning the oven? Yeah, we never have to deal with it. That's, I guess, you know what you have to learn to do when you're married? You have to turn everything into a positive. And you look at the bright. The bright side is I never have to come home and smell that oven cleaning smell. You know, that stuff you spray, that toxic stuff.
Right.
I never have to smell that because it's not dirty because it's never been used because nobody cooks in there. So our kitchen is still in really, really good shape. Now, I will tell you what gets a workout is the TV in the kitchen and the remote. That gets some use when we sit down in there at the center island to eat carry-out food, which is what we live off of, because, again, nobody cooks in my house. Now, if your kitchen is what makes your house look older or you're just really tired, you know what? A lot of people get tired of the bathroom, and I'll tell you why. I don't know why... Some houses even have a tub in them because I know a lot of people that never take a bath. They just don't take a bath, and I get that. So you can completely redo that bathroom and then make it actually usable and practical by putting a nice walk-in shower in there and lose the tub that came, you know, with the house when it was built because I guess, when do you think showers became part of a house? Because there was a time when nobody had a shower. Everybody took a bath. So, and how about the guy that invented the shower? That guy deserves a round of applause. I'm not kidding. Some guy finally figured out, hey, do we all have to sit in our own filth and dirty water?
William Shower.
Bill Shower. Thank you. Dan looked it up. William Shower invented the shower. So if you want to bring your bathroom or your kitchen into 2014 and beyond, Thompson Price will make that happen. Thompson Price Kitchens and Baths Home. The showroom is in De Pere. It's about a half mile east of 270 in the shopping center with TJ Maxx next to McAllister's Deli. A shopping center that's just about to finish a massive renovation, and it is really beautiful. They got a brand new sign at Thompson Price. So check them out or go online to thompsonprice.com. How about those Rams? Three and five. Who'd have thought, huh?
I know.
I mean, so how many more games do we have? We're only halfway through the season, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So if they could win the next two, we'd be at 500.
That's right.
I can't believe it.
Look at you talking sports.
That can happen.
I can't believe the season's half over already.
Oh, I can. And for some reason, it actually seems like it should be half over to me.
Where did all the time go, man?
There was a story in the news about, and I didn't get the whole story, but it was some guy walked in front of a Metrolink. Did you hear that story? Deliberately walked in front of the train or something over the weekend.
Over the weekend, yeah.
And I heard the spokesperson say something that I wasn't aware of. She said, "Trains can't swerve." I didn't know. I didn't know that. Wow, that's a new one. Trains can't swerve. So write that down. Remember that. Now, the story I'm about to tell you happened yesterday to me, and I'm speaking now directly to all young men who are thinking about getting married, and you're dating somebody now and you're crazy about them, and you think this is what life will be for the rest of my life if I marry this person. This person will continue to be just like this. No. Just like you're not going to continue to be just like you are. Always making sure you smell good, you know, try not to say the wrong thing. Well, she's not going to do that either. And here's a perfect example of that. Now, let me preface this by saying that I don't like people who complain about health-related things, because everybody has to deal with something. Nobody makes it through life without an issue. You get prostate this, or bad knee, or your eyes, your ears, or da-da-da. So I've had these eye issues my whole life, but the last 23 years or so, I've had some stuff to deal with, you know, various different things, and the latest kind of took me by surprise. I didn't expect it. It's called posterior vitreous detachment, and it's kind of a pain. Yeah, I'm practically a doctor. So yesterday, I said to my wife, and keep in mind that I don't know if I really meant this or not. I said, man, to have perfect vision, just crystal clear perfect vision, would be so great. If I knew that I could have perfect vision the rest of my life, I think I would give up a leg. That's what I said to her. Now, I'm not sure if I really meant it, but I think I might mean that. Because I could get it like a titanium leg or something, and I could see crystal clear, no more eye pain, no more surgery, blah, 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 blah. You know what she said to me? When I said I think I'd give up a leg, here's exactly what she said to me. Well, you might as well. You don't use the ones you got. In other words, wow. Lazy, don't work out.
Right. What do you need legs
for? What do you need? Yeah.
You don't even move.
Yeah. Thank you. You don't move now. You might as well. You don't use the ones you got.
Yeah, just keeps adding to it.
Now, what you think before you get married, what if you envision that scenario and you think, wow, I wonder years from now if I said to my wife, I think I'd give up a leg to have perfect vision. I know that my wonderful, perfect, beautiful, angelic wife would say, please don't talk like that. The thought of you in any way being hurt or going through pain makes me so sad. That's what you think she'd say. Right. Nah.
No.
It doesn't work that way. So I had to share that with you because that's the hell I live in. Saw a great movie over the weekend, Fury, with Brad Pitt. I don't dislike Brad Pitt, but I don't think I wouldn't call him a great actor. Okay, he's okay. But this movie, this is a fantastic movie, Fury. It's a World War II movie. And basically, it deals with the fact that the Germans had superior tanks to the American tanks. Their tanks were bigger, badder, meaner, and they out-tanked us. And that's kind of what it's about. It's guys who are assigned to a tank. It is a terrific. If you liked Saving Private Ryan, okay, I can't imagine you won't like this movie. Very realistic. Very believable. 3¾ ARDs. Can I have 3¾ ARDs?
Yeah.
I'd like to bring back occasionally Reggie's ARDs. 3¾. Here they come.
5D.
Still got it. You still got it. He can still chop off that quarter ARD. Now, here's another observation that I've noticed this before. We found a bottle of champagne in our refrigerator. And I don't want anybody to start thinking, ooh, you and your wife opened a bottle of champagne. Something special must have happened. No. It's just, here's what's special. We found a bottle of champagne. We kind of forgot about it. So I thought, well, I don't know when champagne goes bad, so let's open it. Now, for whatever reason, and we don't drink much at all, but over the years, any bottle of champagne that's been opened, usually the holidays or whatever, I open it. Now, I don't know what that's about. She, for some reason, is not capable of opening a bottle of champagne. So it's my job. And every time I've done it, It sounds pretty much like this. Twist, 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 pop.
That's
thank you.
Pretty good.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yet every TV show and movie I see, whenever they open champagne, it just blows all over the place and shoots out the top of the bottle. It has never once happened to me.
Like you've been shaking it.
Yes.
Sometimes, but people use both their thumbs.
Yes.
And they push it to straight up where nothing's
going to... I've never done that either.
Yeah, I don't get that.
You twist the cork off, so you don't use both thumbs to push it. And seriously, even at dinner, it's like... and like, oh my goodness, I didn't expect it. It doesn't happen in real life. I've opened a few bottles of champagne, and it's never happened to me. You got to, you know, shake like Dan's, shake it up on purpose in the locker room or something to make it happen. Jennifer Lopez has a book out called True Love, and as Bill Clevelin would say, who cares? You know,
really?
I can't stand it when these people, there's a People magazine, this current issue, my wife brought it home. I wouldn't have spent a dime on it. The cover is, what's her name? Tom Cruise's ex-wife, Katie Holmes. She's on the cover. And there's an interview about how she's getting her life back together. Who cares? And I saw Jennifer Lopez this morning being interviewed. True love. Since she's no longer with Mark Anthony, it's her book and her own story about the trials and tribulations. Shut up. Who is it that cares about that? It's not even much of a story. You got the same stuff that happens to you that everybody else has, except for one thing. You're really, really rich.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps a little, I would think. Now, the other thing I either encourage you to do or to not do, depending on how squeamish you are, and I told Peon I did this. I'm real curious about people who stick needles and piercings and stuff in their faces and nipples and genitalia. So I went on YouTube, and if you in the search bar, if you put flesh tunneling, that's what they call, and we talked about this the other day, that's what they call these knuckleheads that are stretching their earlobes and putting big nickel and quarter size holes in their earlobes. It's called flesh tunneling. Sounds pornographic, but it's not. And you will see videos of people having their earlobe stretched. I never knew how they did it. And there's one guy that I watched his first session, and they stretch it in one session. I didn't know that. I thought you started with just a little piercing, and then you put something bigger in and something. No. They drive essentially a curved spike right into your earlobe, and like a regular spike that's tapered down, pointed at one end and flares and gets bigger, they just keep pushing it through till they stretch your earlobe out. What is that about? And who are the people that do that? And what's wrong with these people? And here's another thing. If you're that person and you got a thing, eight things in your eyebrow, and you've got those big, it looks like checkers in your earlobe, you got to know that people like me, when we look at you, we think you're nuts, okay? We're not supposed to say that because we're not supposed to judge people. But the truth is, if I see you and you've got holes in your lobes that I could push a nickel through, I think you're nuts. You may be the nicest person that ever lived. You could be really smart. I doubt that. I doubt that you're real smart. Do you, seriously, both of you, when you see a guy, and it seems to be guys, am I right, that do the earlobe
thing? Right.
If you see a guy with quarter size, do you look at that guy and go, I bet he's really smart?
No.
The answer's no. So just be warned when you go to get a job and you're sitting across from somebody and they're staring at your earlobes. If you go to Branson, no more smoking. At any public place indoors, and some limitation on outdoors, like you cannot any longer smoke in city parks in Branson, and you have to be 6 feet from the public entrance of anywhere. So Branson cracking down on smoking, and the only exception, and this makes sense, smoking lounges, that's
what?
An exception, and tobacco shops. Any place that generates at least 70% of their revenue from tobacco sales, and I'm guessing that's very few places, except maybe tobacco shop, those are the only exceptions. If 70% of your revenue comes from tobacco sales, then you can have smoking in there. And that young lady with the brain tumor is dead. She went to Oregon for assisted suicide. And that's a pretty sad story. 29. I was brought up to judge people pretty harshly who committed suicide. In fact, I was brought up to believe that if you know that somebody did that, you can rest assured they're burning in hell.
And the last I heard, last week, she said she was going to wait.
Well, she did wait. She did. She did postpone it a little bit.
Okay.
But she just backed off the date. And let me make very clear to anybody who may have tuned in and just heard me say, if you kill yourself, you're going to hell. That's what I was brought up to believe.
Oh, I was too.
I have since decided that it's not my place to judge. And I don't know that I believe God is going to damn anybody to eternal hell for taking himself or herself out of excruciating pain. Let me give you an example. In the movie Fury with Brad Pitt that I talked about, there's a scene in there where a soldier is severely wounded. I mean, guts hanging out, and he shoots himself. Now, I have talked to guys from Vietnam, World War II. It was not uncommon if a soldier looked down and his legs are gone, and he's bleeding, and his midsection is ripped open, and there is absolutely no way he's going to live, and he is in excruciating pain. His fellow soldiers would shoot him in the head and put him out of his misery. Now, you can say, and you have every right to say that's wrong. I'm not going to be that guy that says that's wrong. I'm going to be the guy that says, if I'm lying there, do me a favor. Put me out of my misery. And why is that any different than what she did? Because it was made very clear to her with stage four brain cancer that she was going to be in some serious, serious pain. And it was not going to be a pretty death. So that's her call and not for me to judge. Let's get the ladies. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy comes home from work about 6 o'clock. And he walks in the house with a young guy that he works with, young coworker. And he walks in, his wife looks up and says, "Who's this?" And he says, "Oh, this is Tom. Tom is, he's been at the firm a couple of years now, working his way up, doing quite well. Thomas is my wife, Barbara." And she says, "And why is Tom here?" He says, "Well, I brought Tom home, for dinner. I invited him to come home to good home cooked dinner here tonight." She says, "Oh, really? Oh, really? You did? Let me see. You invited Tom to come home. You didn't call me. You didn't give me any heads up, any warning. Take a look at me. My hair's not done. My makeup's not on. I look like I pretty much always look when I'm at home and I don't expect anybody to be coming here. I'm in my sweats. I look like hell, and you're an idiot. You're an idiot for doing this to me. For goodness sake, take a look at the pile of clothes sitting right over there. I'm sure Tom can see them needing to be washed that haven't been washed. Oh, and why don't we look into the kitchen, and you'll see a big pile of dishes, dirty dishes. Yeah, let's let Tom see that. What do you mean you brought him home for dinner? What's the matter with you, you stupid, idiotic moron? There will be no home-cooked dinner here tonight." And Tom is like, so awkward. He just, jaw is dropped. She says, why did you bring him here anyway?" And her husband says, "No, he's thinking about getting married."
Time to get a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Got a report of a stalled vehicle blocking the center lane on northbound 270 at 40. We also have a report of a crash on westbound 40 just before Highway 70 that's blocking the right lane. If you are traveling out of downtown on westbound 40, you're going to start hitting the brakes right around Grand through Vandeventer, then Kings Highway through McCausland. A little bit heavy again from Lindbergh to 270. We have southbound 270 off the pace traffic from Page down through Highway 44. Then it really gets heavy between there and Tucson Ferry. On southbound 170, you're slowing Ladue down through Highway 40. Northbound 170 from 70 all the way up through Highway 270 hitting slow. We've got some stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 270 now from midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And it looks like trying to get in from Illinois on westbound 5564. You're jammed up from Tudor to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's the perfect option for a busy parent to take a temperature without fuss or stress. A gentle forehead scan is all you need. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph, reminding you to listen to Tiger Talk with Mike Kelly and Coach Gary Pinkel during the Big Sports Show, 6:30 to 9 this evening, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you or someone you love suffer from headaches?
Migraines, acute or chronic cluster headaches?
They can be crippling and affect every aspect of your life. Well, there is help, and it can be found at the Headache Center of St. Louis. Make the call today to 636-368-9014 and schedule your appointment. The Headache Center treats patients with migraines, cluster headaches, face and cranial neuralgias, and other headache syndromes. At the Headache Center of St. Louis, you will receive a comprehensive diagnosis with personalized treatments. Make the call today and start your path to relieving those headaches. 636-368-9014 or find them on the web at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com. You will personally be treated by the doctor, who is a neurologist with board certifications in neurology, headache medicine, and vascular neurology.
Don't let headaches take over your life.
Call the Headache Center of St. Louis, 636-368-9014.
Online at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis, 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
A lot of candidates talk a good game about representing your values, but only Ann Wagner actually walks the walk. Only Ann Wagner has voted to cut spending, rein in an out-of-control Obama administration, and protect our families. When it was time to stand against Obamacare, Ann Wagner was there, fighting to return health care decisions back to individuals and families just like you. When budget cuts threatened to shut down production of key military aircraft, Ann Wagner stepped in, fought for and saved those 13,000 local and small business jobs in Missouri. And when she found that 300,000 American children were at risk of being trafficked every year, Ann Wagner stood up and passed a bill, the SAVE Act, that protects women and children from online sex trafficking and puts traffickers in jail. Ann Wagner for Congress, the leader we can trust.
I'm Ann Wagner and I approve this message.
Paid for by Ann Wagner for Congress.
Dramatically improve the look of your kitchen before Christmas arrives and do it for less than you've ever imagined. It's the Granite Busters end of the year upgrade sale. Call Click or Stop In today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite or quartz. Here's how it works. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a stainless steel undermount sink and a sink grate for free. Go with 50 plus square feet of Category C granite and you'll get the sink, sink grate, and corner round or corner bevel edge upgrade all for free. And if you go with Category D or higher, then you'll get all of the above. Plus a lifetime granite sealer absolutely free. Only at Granite Busters, where you'll find over 135 colors and styles. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. It's the end of the year upgrade sale, and it's only at Granite Busters. Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires December 31st, 2014.
Martin Kilcoin here talking about amazing siding and windows. And I've noticed something funny that's happening. Companies are now bragging about their fiberglass reinforcements inside vinyl frames. Well, either it's fiberglass or it's vinyl. Can't be both. And trying to associate vinyl windows with fiberglass, just the next new scheme trying to convince you homeowners that you're getting a super extra special vinyl window. Still a vinyl window. So you need to do yourself a favor and consider the Infinity from Marvin. It's 100% fiberglass from Amazing Siding. No gimmicks, no games, 100% fiberglass. It's the strongest window on the market. Companies right now trying to use the fact that their windows are reinforced with the same material that Marvin is 100% constructed from. Which do you think is stronger? I think we know the answer, so call 636-230-5800, 636-230-5800, or stop by Amazing Siding and Infinity from Marvin, the showroom in Ellisville, or check them out online, AmazingSidingSTL.com.
Hi, I'm Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond. There's an issue facing our communities. It's not comfortable to talk about, but it's not something we can ignore. If you have children in the car, you may want to change the station and visit ProtectMissouriChildren.com when you get home. Missouri is the only state that doesn't allow juries to learn about previous crimes and cases against the most dangerous sexual predators, repeat child sex offenders. As a prosecutor, I can tell you firsthand that this dangerous loophole makes it more difficult to keep sexual predators off our streets. An alarming percentage of crimes against children are committed by repeat offenders, many of whom are only on the street because of this specific loophole in our law. November 4th, you can help fix that by voting yes on Amendment 2, which will close this loophole and allow juries to hear the truth about prior crimes by child predators. I'm Platte County Prosecutor Eric Zond, asking you to help protect Missouri's children. Vote yes on Amendment 2. Paid for by Protect Missouri Children, Dean Dankelson, Treasurer.
Choose Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It's formulated to make your drive come alive. So if you want to add more excitement behind the wheel, choose Shell V-Power today.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Leave me alone. Let me go home.
Let me go home.
To Southern California we go. We're going to visit with Mike Evans. That visit is made possible Monday through Friday by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Closed today. There are a couple of exceptions throughout the year where they are open on Monday, but pretty much every Monday they're closed. And they deserve a day off because they work very, very, very hard. Because they're busy, and they're busy because they're good. Please don't forget the gift certificate idea. It really is one of those aha moments when you think, oh, you know what? Gift certificate to the Smokehouse Market or Annie Gunn's, because there's nobody who won't rush to use that gift certificate. They're not going to put that one aside and forget about it. Next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley, Annie Gunn's Restaurant, Smokehouse Market, proudly presents Mike Evans.
That's what I'm talking about.
What's going on there, Homer?
Homie, just trying to take care of my business.
Mm-hmm.
On a Monday, homie, take care of business. God damn.
Pop
quiz question. Name the name of one of Jennifer Lopez's first loves who now says she never really got over. Still has a bit of a burning flame for him. Wesley Snipes. Sean P. Diddy Combs. Ben Affleck. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets. And I know how much Franco loves a Love Nuggets.
No, not particularly, but that's
yeah,
okay.
You do.
We do it for other people, not
yeah,
for
I know
me.
You love the Love Nuggets, homie. That's, you got a big heart for yourself.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Insists that she and Justin Theroux are getting married before the end of the year, but she was spotted last week without her engagement ring. When asked about it, she said, it's getting cleaned.
Yeah.
It's getting
good,
cleaned.
Good one.
Which usually... You just wait while a ring gets cleaned, usually.
Yeah.
Despite his PR people bragging that Ashton Kutcher is a great dad, he often leaves their home late at night to go clubbing with his friends, leaving Mila Kunis.
Oh, yeah.
And the baby alone. Friday, first of all, you remember that Jennifer Lawrence publicly broke up with Chris Martin last week.
I don't really follow that stuff, but okay.
Okay. But Friday midnight, Jennifer Lawrence showed up at Chris Martin's house, stayed to about 3 o'clock, then left. That sounds like a booty call to me.
I was hoping those two kids would get back together.
Well, I know you feel a lot better about that, Franco.
Yeah.
How about those St. Louis Rams?
How about that? 3-5, buddy. 3-5. Who'd have thought?
Take care of me. More odd dating, Kate Moss.
Mm. Yeah.
40 years old.
Yeah.
Dating Harry Styles, 20 years old. Stevie Wonder. I just called to say,
what are you doing?
Who is this?
Yes,
yeah,
who is Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder, 64, has 8 children, 5 from different women, married twice, now expecting triplets with his current girlfriend.
There you go, Stevie.
You go, blind man.
Stevie Wonder. Everybody say, yeah.
What's wrong with your voice?
I don't know. The 13 women who have charged that they were raped by Bill Cosby years ago,
mm-hmm.
13 women, 5 different cities, are coming together. They will protest when Bill Cosby's TV show debuts.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. And dating Miley Cyrus.
No.
Patrick Schwarzenegger, the son of the Gropinator.
What's his name?
Patrick Schwarzenegger.
That's one of those names that it's like Sinatra. I've never heard of anybody else with that name. So anywhere you go, Patrick Schwarzenegger, they're going to know. Ooh, Arnold's kid.
Cause that's right.
I don't think there are too many Schwarzeneggers.
Same thing with O'Pinion.
Well, it's Pinion, actually.
O'Pinion.
O is the initial.
No, it's just Pinion. O is an initial. It's Pinion.
I did. New York Post headline, Obama named Ron Klain the United States Ebola czar.
That's right.
The newspaper notes that Klain has not been in any of the big meetings the last few weeks. Basically, he hasn't been seen for the last few weeks. New York Post headline screams, where the hell czar you?
Oh, that's good. You know, I've never heard one commentator that can understand this guy being named the Ebola czar. I mean, nobody gets it. It was done just to calm people down.
I know.
There's nothing to calm down. I'm not the least bit worried about Ebola.
You're not at all?
No. It's going to have to
Kim
affect
Kardashian
more than 2 or 3.
Has been married to more people than have died of Ebola in this country.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah.
This date in history, November 3rd, 1992, a man from Randolph, New York, wrote in his name for town judge. He won. He was the only one that voted for that particular vote. Don't forget to vote tomorrow. Vote
See,
early,
when
vote
they
often.
Say when they say it doesn't matter if you got the vote, there you go.
There you
it does
go.
Matter.
On this date, in 1989, Pete Rose was banned from baseball for games.
Put him back in. Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, put him in for what he did on the field.
You bet. I couldn't agree more.
And finally, on the broadcast. Finally on the beach.
Pete, by any other name.
That's right.
Yeah.
Name the name of one of Jennifer Lopez's first love. Now she says she never really got over Ben Affleck, Sean P. Diddy Combs, Wesley Snipes.
Oh, I'll go Wesley Snipes.
I'm going to go P. Diddy.
I'll say P. Diddy.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant sluts. The answer is Ben Affleck.
No.
I'm Mike Evans. Say it.
Didn't they do that horrible movie together? I even know the name
Geely.
Of it. And
I never saw
it, but I know the name because of all the bad press it got.
Yeah.
Geely. Did you ever see it?
No.
I haven't.
The only other movie in my life that I remember getting as many bad reviews was that one with, was it Elizabeth Berkley? It was a stripper movie. I'm talking about called... Not the stripper, but I think her name was Elizabeth Berkley. I'm not kidding. I don't think 50 people went to see this movie because it got so much bad press. And I'll have to look up the name of it. But Geely is the other one. And I'm trying to think if there's ever been another movie. Oh, I know one. Waterworld. Wasn't that the Costner
movie?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Kevin Costner.
Oh, my goodness. Before that thing even hit the theaters, the word was stay away. This is a stinker. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Let us take a moment to shine the light on the longest-running advertiser this show has. 52 weeks a year for over 23 years without missing a beat, American Equity Mortgage. Now, why would they do that? Why would they still be on the show? Because of you, folks, because you... Apparently, over the last 23-plus years, have gone in there and said, by the way, I'm AM and the PM, I need a mortgage, I want to buy a house, or I have a house, I need to borrow some money. Tell me more about this. What was that?
Showgirls was the movie you were trying
That's
to
it, Showgirls.
Yeah.
Showgirls. Horrible reviews. Tell me more about debt consolidation loans or home equity loans, and they will. And then I think you know by now that you said, now, I want to tell you, I don't have perfect credit. Their response will be you and most everybody else, because the truth is most people don't have perfect credit. That's pretty rare. So don't worry about that. If there's anybody who can get her done, as Larry would say, it'll be American Equity Mortgage. And do not forget that as a homeowner, you have some equity in that house, and that's the greatest borrowing power you will probably ever have. And it'll get you today's low, low, low interest rate. So bad debt is high interest. Good debt, low interest. That's the debt that'll help you get to replace the bad at American Equity Mortgage. You can go to AmericanEquity.com or call this number, not to be confused with any other, 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right. They just cleared a stall off at southbound 170 just past Olive. Now, you're a little bit slow in pockets from Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 40 still jamming up from about Boyle to McCausland, then from Clayton Warson out through Mason. But then you're clear after that to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270 looks like it's still stacking up from Lindbergh through New Florissant. Downtown on westbound 5564, heavy from Tudor to the Poplar Street Bridge. And southbound 270, just a real heavy pocket between Marshall Road and Gravois. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at Toys R Us, Babies R Us, or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There are two steps to voting. Step one, vote. Step two, listen to the results on KTRS. After you visit the voting booth, tune in to the Big 550. We'll have updates from the polls throughout the day. And starting at 6 p.m., KTRS News partners with Fox 2 News, ABC News, along with local and national experts to bring you the latest results on the county executive race, ballot initiatives in Missouri, and the governor's race in Illinois. If you miss it, don't fret. There'll be a complete wrap-up on McGraw in the morning the next day. The midterm election results are right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Everyone agrees Judge Dennis Ruth should be retained. That's why he's been endorsed by both labor and business groups. Judge Dennis Ruth was recommended by the Illinois State Bar Association Lawyers Poll with over a 90% rating for integrity and legal ability. In his 6 years on the bench, Judge Dennis Ruth has protected the rights of all who appeared in his courtroom. He enforces the law fairly, making our community stronger. Vote yes to retain Judge Dennis Ruth.
Paid for by Retain Ruth 2014.
Hello again, everyone. This is Jim Holder. Join Jim Huer and me for the Mizzou Kickoff Countdown Show, Friday nights, 6:30 to 9, on the Big 550 KTRS.
Voting is important. Be sure to finish your ballot and vote for your judges. Missouri's legal system gives voters the final say in retaining their judges, so know your judges before you vote tomorrow. Visit yourmissourijudges.org. Paid for by the Missouri Bar, Sabrina Barrett, Executive Director.
There are two steps to voting. Step one, vote. Step two, listen to the results on KTRS. After you visit the voting booth, tune in to the Big 550. We'll have updates from the polls throughout the day. And starting at 6 p.m., KTRS News partners with Fox 2 News, ABC News, along with local and national experts to bring you the latest results on the county executive race, ballot initiatives in Missouri, and the governor's race in Illinois.
If you miss it, don't fret.
There'll be a complete wrap-up on McGraw in the morning the next day.
The midterm election results are right here
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
Well, I've had a wonderful time. I think you two guys have, and I'm sure the audience has. So let's just all do this again tomorrow.
All right. All right.
Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, goodbye. All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS St. Louis. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550. KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
It's a material for a project that could impact your commute for the next few months. We'll tell you where.
More weather swings on the way as we go through the next 12 hours or so. Election day, not a very pretty day.
Today was the monthly test of the outdoor warning system. Why the sirens didn't sound off in St. Louis County.
Batman's backstory is a big hit on Fox. One of the stars shares who his favorite character is.
Fox 2 News starts now with breaking news.
First on Fox of breaking news, the annual Guns and Hoses boxing event has been postponed.
The event is the biggest fundraiser of the year for Backstoppers. Fox 2's Andy Banker